إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent His Anbiya عليهم السلام to different places and different people in the world. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran that there is no qarya, there is no town or village or city to which a Nabi has not been sent. So this is our belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya to every place in the world. But one thing to understand about this, or rather two things. The first and foremost thing to understand is, by definition, obviously, since the Anbiya came to correct people's actions, so by definition it means that the Anbiya came to people who were doing wrong. There was no Nabi who was sent to a bunch of good people. No Nabi was sent to a city which was full of ulama and sulaha. They were sent to places where there was evil to the point where a Nabi needed to be sent. So it's not only that there was evil which had escalated to the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to send a Nabi. So that's one. Second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send Anbiya in groups. Except even in Surah Yasin, where the mention of the Anbiya is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we sent one, then we strengthened him with two more. So originally only one went. And this was normally the case where the Anbiya that was sent over one person. Allah did not send an army of Anbiya, one person. So where did this person get the strength from to continue to work? And even with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us not one but several examples, and examples of the ulul azam min al Anbiya, not just anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the example of Nuh alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he worked for 950 years. Just think about that. What was the need to give that number? There's a need. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave 900 years. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as I mentioned many times before, Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many people did follow him? What was the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Nobody. Except for his immediate family. Wife, children. Other than that, no one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is Ibrahim alayhi salam's position with Allah? Khalilullah. Except for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course we do not differentiate between the Anbiya, but Khalilullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kana Ummah. Allah said, he is the Ummah. One man. no followers. One man. So also Musa alayhi salam. Imagine, Musa alayhi salam, of course, has a big qawm behind him, magar one person. And then his brother. So the point I am making, reminding myself and you, is that adversity, if you decide to do the work of deen, if you decide to do the work of islah, then adversity is not something that you need to worry about. It's not something you need to cry and complain about. For the simple reason that if there was no adversity, there would be no need for you. I remember first manager in India. I was like 25 or something, 26 years old. Soon into my first employment, I was in the tea gardens, and we had people who were, you know, a bunch of particularly difficult guys. So I remember talking to him and saying that, no, this is, this person does this, that person does that, and I tell him and he doesn't listen. So he sat and listened to me for until I finished. Then he told me that if everyone does what they are supposed to do, why do I need you? I think that's a very good lesson to learn. He said, if everyone does what they are supposed to do, then why do I need you? So if everyone does what they are supposed to do, then why? What is the need for the musleh and the warner and the leader? No need. There's no leaders are needed because people don't do what they are supposed to do. That's why you need someone to lead. So the first thing to understand about adversity is nothing to worry about. What one must do is to see what ways to use and so on and so forth. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way. Having sent the Nabi and one single Nabi, and in the case of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again, one single person, when he announced Islam, who else was there? No one, by himself. Even Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and others came later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he do? Obviously, if you send somebody on a task, if you assign a task, then you have to give people the resources to do that job. This also, we understand this in business, in industry and so on. Once you delegate responsibility, you have to give resources. So once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the task, what is the resource He gave? And the resource is in the ayat which we recited in the first rakat of Surah Al-Muzzammil, and I mentioned it many times, and this really for a reminder of myself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the resource which is connection with Him. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, stand up, get up, stand up in the night, stand up for the whole night, and وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, recite Quran. And Allah said, هِيَ أَشَدْ, this getting up in the night is very tough, we know this. But that is the time. And that is the time to connect with Allah and to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this resource. So salah in general and tahajjud in particular is the resource to combat adversity. And this was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent into an environment which was the peak of adversity. Maximum adversity. Every single person is against him. Maximum adversity. And at that time, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him? Is He giving him material resources? Is He giving him armies? Is He giving him money? Is He giving nothing? Allah says, connect with Allah. Spiritual resources. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask? What did Allah tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for? Imagine, He is instructing His Nabi to make dua. What is that dua? Rabbi zidni ilman. Not, oh my Rabb, give me more money and this and that. The focus is that success, and remember, the work of the Nabi is not the work for the Akhirah. The primary purpose of the Nabi is what? Is to correct people in the dunya. The result of that correction is Akhirah. But where is that correction supposed to happen? Here. Where is the result supposed to be seen? Here. The visible results of the work of the Anbiya is in this dunya. The effect of that result, one of the effects, one of the effects, is also in the Akhirah, where the person will get Jannah. And I'm saying one because the primary effect and the immediate effect of that is in the dunya. What is the effect of salah? In the dunya. Peace of mind. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acceptance of du'as. The person who is truly praying as the ruh of salah, the meaning of salah, if a person is truly doing that, that person will automatically lead a life which is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will bring about its own results in the dunya itself. He will be a better father, better mother, a better son, better husband, better wife, better employer, better employee, better citizen. All of this will come by correcting your salah. I have spoken about this before, and inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, we'll do that again later. But point I'm saying is that all of this is the result of salah. Unfortunately, we think salah is to, and those of us who go to the masjid, those who don't go to the masjid don't even think that. But those who go to the masjid think that going to the masjid, praying two rakat of salah, khalas, job is over. But that job is not over. That salah is supposed to do something. So ask yourself, what is my salah doing for me? Illa mashallah, we ask Allah to make us among those who He has blessed, inshallah. Illa mashallah, the salah does nothing. The salah does not stop you from telling lies, it doesn't stop you from slandering, doesn't stop you from backbiting, doesn't take away your stress, doesn't stop you from your parishani about your life and your risk and this and that. It does not do anything. So what is the good of that salah? And I'm not saying to stop praying. You definitely please pray. But the point is that if you are praying and nothing is happening, then what must you do? Not stop praying. Improve the quality of that salah. That is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing in the Nabi. He's saying, this is your resource. This is your primary resource, which is collection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason why in the Asbab al-Nuzul of this ayat, the first 19 ayat of Surat al-Muzzammil, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and then he did not reveal the last ayah, which is the ayah of Rukhsah, for 1 year. So she said, for 1 year, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba prayed tahajjud like it was fard. And of course, all of them prayed tahajjud all their lives like it was fard. But that 1 year, and imagine, remember also that this Surah Al-Muzzammil is one of the first surahs. It was revealed in the first, within the first year of revelation. Surah Al-Muzzammil and Surah Al-Muddathir, these are the two surahs. The Mufassirin have some different opinion, which came first, which came next, but they all of them are clear about the fact that both of these are Makki surahs and they came in the very first year of revelation. Salah actually, Fard Salah became Fard in the last year of revelation. Last year in Makkah, not revelation, but last in Makkah. So 12th or 13th year. So for these 12 years, the Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were praying Tahajjud like it was Fard, and of course they prayed Tahajjud all their lives like it was Fard. Why? Because this is the resource. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave and said, do this. This is what you need. I've given you this job. Here is the resource for this job. Here is what will enable you to do this job. I remind myself and you, because this is our situation today. Of course, we are not Anbiya, but we are doing the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been sent for that. Every single Muslim is a representative of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether he likes it or not. His choice is, does he want to be a good representative or does he want to be a bad representative? But he cannot escape being a representative of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to see whether our behavior is bringing, nobody can bring discredit to his name Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave him credit. But we have to see how does my behavior reflect on Islam and on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is to be done in that is to focus on this, on the issue of Salah. And tomorrow, bismillah ta'ala, we'll talk some more about this in terms of some tools. But today, let us just think about this and say that if I agree and believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this resource, then what am I doing with this resource? There's no point if, for example, you're working for a company and the company has given you a platinum credit card to use for official expenditure, there is no spending limit on it, ease of use, they give you the card, just swipe the card, you are doing the work of the company, you want to travel anywhere, first class, no problem, swipe the card, buy the ticket, go, right, and so on and so on and so on. And you see the fellow standing there in a bus line, a bus queue, and you know, wasting his time, and you ask him, what's wrong, why are you here, why don't you take a cab, why don't you do something? He said, no, I'm waiting for the... Why? No, I have no money. I've got no money. I have only $20. So what do you tell him? He said, boss, you've got this platinum credit card in your pocket. You can buy a car and drive the car if you want, man. You don't even need to wait for a cab. So why are you telling me that you have no money? How can you have no money? You have got this card which buys you anything you want. Then how do you say you have no money? So what does it mean? It means the poor guy doesn't know what he has. That's all you can say. No one who knows what he has will not use it, right? He's not stupid. So he does not realize what he has. And that is our state with regard to Salah in general and with regard to Tahajjud in particular. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and to enable us to understand what we have and to use it and to benefit from it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar